So we have developed self-awareness many sessions every day, you know. I hope you can do it in daily life, because we spend only hour or a little longer than hour here. But in our daily life, we spend more than 12 hours working. So meditation is like working. It's not like sitting still, ignore everything, don't pay attention, of no responsibility. But we meditate until it become vipassana, insight. We have insight knowledge or intuitive knowledge that arises from inside. Intuitive wisdom, which is different from wisdom from listening, wisdom from analysis. This intuitive wisdom is we call jnana panya. It's in Pali, jnana panya means intuitive wisdom. It's more is it a chopper, or it's can cut through the root cause of delusion or suffering. So every time we move, we are aware. Every move, it count, it is meaningful in the way that it can bring our mind back to the present moment. But if you're not aware, you have get carried away by thought, by emotion, the past, the future, all the time. So we always need this anchor of self-awareness to make your mind come back to be where what you're doing. So now we pay attention to body movement until we realize rup nam, or body and mind, clearly. Body action, mind action. Realize dukkhang, unbearable, anicchang, impermanent, anatta, uncontrollable of all movement. Then you will realize all supposition, sumut, or supposition, or relative truth. The world lives on relative truth, with the language, law, rules, being American, Thai, or any citizen, we call supposition. It's not real. But the truth is everybody have body and mind, form and mind, the same. Even someone who's very high, like the king or the president, they have the same same body, same mind, same form. But what make different is Dhamma, or the duty, the karma. One who create bad karma will reap the outcome, or the outcome of bad karma. Like people who kill people, or murder, or rob, or steal, rob the bank, or whatever. When they get caught, they have to end up in jail, or in a life sentence if they kill someone. So that the outcome of bad karma. But if you do good karma, wholesome deed, nobody gonna put you in jail or blame you. So when you do good karma, you reap the good outcome of good karma. Then there's karma that beyond karma, neither bad or good, and we call it's neither, you know, beyond karma. Arahan who are enlightened, they have no karma. Whatever they do is not karma. It's just like the action, pure action, or no reaction. So, because their mind is empty, they don't expect anything. They give, but they don't expect anything return. They don't need to get to praise them or to make them happy. Yeah. They just give. They do act out of loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, equanimity. So that's different. So it's not like we just try to keep our mind calm, you know, to meditate, to do vipassana inside meditation. But we kind of know what is what, know everything that arising, falling. So from knowing body and mind clearly, knowing all supposition, then we we have no doubt about ceremony, ritual, about any kind of ceremony, you know. If you know supposition, you don't have to spend a lot of money for supposition, you know. Like wedding, you know, people spend million for wedding. Maybe buy that kind of wedding gown, costume for many thousand, but they dress, they wear it like a few hours, and then throw away or put in the dress room. Or so no, wedding is not about what we follow the wedding ceremony or the custom, tradition. So many things, you know, in Thailand too, they don't know supposition. Yeah, so they kind of have to do it. Have to pay money to do it. Like when someone died, they have to invite monk to perform ceremony. Chanting kusala dhamma. Kusala dhamma means there's a wholesome deed, unwholesome deed, or neither wholesome or unwholesome. It's about dhamma, but they just think that kind of chanting will send people who die, you know, their spirit to heaven. But that's not the point. It's about dhamma, you know, about how we see our mind, the good karma, bad karma, or neither, or that's a kind of long chanting. And they have spent a lot of money to buy probably something to decorate, a lot of flowers to decorate the cremation place, and have to buy monk's robe to offer monk, just to make merit. Then after that, and the flower just cast away, burn it when it's still raw. It's crazy. So that's how make things too complicated, when you don't know supposition. Like meditation too. If we don't know that mantra is like only supposition, breathing in, both, breathing out, do. Buddha, Buddha means awakened one, means our mind is awakened. It's not the word. And so, but Buddha, it is like they try to bring their mind to the mantra, Buddha, Buddha, until our mind doesn't go anywhere, just being with Buddha. Or Samma Arahang, or rising, falling. But Lung Buthian thinking, okay, just no more mantra, just with the actual movement, be aware, pure or practical self awareness. So now we. We sure that we do it right, as long as you come to be aware with actual movement, actual self-awareness. You not get deluded by thought that concoct, make story like a fantasy. So it should be grateful to that your body is still good function, Your eye can see, your ear can hear, your body still can do good job, and you are conscious of what you do. You're aware, you practice until you can see, you can let go of all thought that arising. Then you feel lightened, you feel more liberating in daily life. So whatever that supposition, you don't have to take it seriously, whether you do it or not, doesn't matter. Like we talk about lighting the candle, in daily life we don't need to. Or burn the incense or chanting. When we do, we just practice, okay, we don't have to chant. Like in Thailand, it's okay because Thailand we have tradition of chanting and chant in Pali, and it's hard to do it here because it's Pali, you have to learn a little bit of Pali and remember. Yeah, sometimes we may read the Kerb Sutra, like a Diamond Sutra or any sutra that kind of fit with our meditation. Like Dhammavir, the first sermon of the Buddha, or Anattalak, is like that, about uncontrollable of everything. Anatta. So it's good you come more often, and until you have more confidence. It's like we have faith. faith in this self-awareness, being present moment. And if you can incorporate in daily life, then it's like you will grow up, you get stronger, and you it's more balanced in your practice when you, you know, oh, you try this way, or this car. If you do like this, if you concentrate too much, then it's heavy. You can get headache. Then you have to be relaxed and have change posture. And so it's like you experiment until you can see the balance point of your practice. Then it get easier, you know, like this movement. When you try too hard, when you are too concentrated, it's too heavy. But it's okay, sometimes you are aware, sometimes you are not, until it accumulate more and more, and grow up, and then you can like kind of speed up, you know. All right, so it's good. Thursday we have morning. And well, if people like to come on Friday, probably I could add Friday evening, you know, meditation. or if it could happen, you know, if I see like probably Saturday evening, you know. I know like 1 hour of meditation is like not enough work for me. To whole day, 24 hours, what are you gonna do? I work around the temple, clean here and there, fix things, and grow a garden, plant vegetable or fruits. Clean up, do gardening, go shopping, cooking. Yeah, still plenty of time to teach more class, you know. If people can find a different time to come to meditate. All right, so nice to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.